FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull live from SUNY Delhi. We are coming to you from Floyd L. Maines Arena here on the campus of SUNY Delhi. It's the Delaware League crossover contest here tonight. Our girls game is first at 5:30. The South Courtright Lady Rams taking on the Stamford Lady Indians. Same two schools will be in the boys game at 7:30. We'll also have that right here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew, of course, are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll take a small break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Stamford head coach Lonnie Nickerson about his Lady Indians trip here to the crossover game. It's been a very long time for Stamford since they have been here at SUNY Delhi for the championship, so we'll get his thoughts on that. And we'll be tipping off here between South Courtright and Stamford in just a couple of minutes. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live Tri-County Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we get set for the girls crossover Delaware League Championship contest from SUNY Delhi. It's Stamford taking on South Courtright. We're joined by Stamford head coach Lonnie Nickerson. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Coach, has to be exciting for your girls team to get here to the crossover championship. It's been a long time since the Stanford Lady Indians have been there, so has to feel like a good accomplishment here to get to the championship game.
Well, yes, it does, and I know it has been a long time, and our girls kind of set it as a goal before the season even started, and to be able to accomplish that, I'm real proud of the girls.
Coach, it seems like your side of the Delaware League this year had two or three very good teams that would all be fighting it out to get the crossovers between you and, of course, traditional power Davenport. I believe Hunter Tannersville had a great year as well. How was it trying to battle through the season to make sure you were going to have a chance to get the crossovers?
Well, it definitely was tough, and I know I had a conversation with Davenport's coach earlier in the season, and we basically said, you know, knowing that we had some three good teams in the league, that we're just going to beat each other up and see who survives, you know, and essentially that was us.
Coach, of course, you take on powerhouse South Courtright in the championship contest, a team that everyone locally knows is very, very talented, got all the way to the state finals last year. What do you tell your team as you go up against a team like South Courtright and you try to game plan to be successful against them?
Well, they are. They're head and shoulders the best team around. I think what we have talked about, and that is essentially to play this game here with them and show some improvement from the first time we play them. Hopefully we can do that and feel good about ourselves and going to the sectionals kind of with that confidence.
Wanted to ask you about one of your younger players, sophomore guard Haley Steenland. Just seems like she really puts in the time both during the season and during the off season, and really looks like she could be a bright star for the Stanford program going forward. I mean, a great outside shot, one of the leaders in the area in three-point field goals, and just kind of a real shining star here for this program.
Well, yes, she is, and unquestionably is. I mean, she's a talented player herself, but it's a result of the time that she puts into it. You know, she plays AAU during the summer, and we're in a couple of summer leagues with the rest of the girls, but basketball's a sport that you got to put some work into ahead of time. You can't just pick up the ball in November and expect to be successful, and she put the work in. Some of our other girls have put a lot of work in this year, and we're here as a result of it, I think.
Speaking of some of those other girls, who are some of the unsung heroes on your team that have, you know, helped you to have such a great year this year?
Well, actually, there are several. We just went into a meeting trying to, amongst the league, decide who were the better players, and we don't have a lot of stats with some of the other girls, but it seems like one night it may be a Brandy Fain or Heather Dunning, Pam DeVita, Yesenia Mendoza. Several of the girls have pitched in help, you know, as the year has progressed. It's not necessarily, although Haley seems to be our one constant night in and night out, it just seems like the other girls have been able to step up depending on what the game plan from the other team has been.
My last question with Stanford girls head coach Lonnie Nickerson. Coach, not to look past the crossover championship game, but you'll have sectionals next week. Your thoughts on the Class D bracket? I mean, so many good teams from different leagues, and I know last year you guys were very, very close to an upset of Delhi. Just has to be a fun time of year for you.
Well, it is. This is kind of the reward for all the work we put in and the end of the season. I know the kids are excited. The girls are excited. It's an extremely difficult bracket. There's some really good teams in there. I mean, clearly, SK is ahead of the class. You know, Delhi is a strong team. Milford is a very good team. And it's an older team, so, you know, you got to be in it to win.
Stanford girls head coach Lonnie Nickerson. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck against SK in the crossover game.
All right, thanks, Nate.
This is Nate Law. We'll be right back with more local high school basketball on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. The start of the Delaware League crossover championships about to get underway. We'll pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back. Here's Stanford and South Courtright tonight on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO live from SUNY Delhi. It's our first time being here at Delhi to do the Delaware League crossover games. Of course, the girls' game first and the boys' game. It's the same two schools in both games, Stamford and South Courtright. Let's do our starting lineups here tonight. First for South Courtright, they are ranked number two in the state right now in Class D for local girls. Tori Rockefeller, number 10, a senior. Number 11, Bree Lang, a junior. Number 14, Sam Acuna, a senior. A junior, number 20, Lexi Du Bois. And a senior, number 21, Savannah Hobby. Head coach is Josh Burrows. On the other side for Stamford, they start with a senior, number 3, Heather Dunning. A senior, number 11, Brandy Fain. A sophomore, number 14, Haley Steenland. A freshman, number 33, Madison Hoyt. And a senior, number 13, Yesenia Mendoza. Head coach is Lonnie Nickerson. Many special sponsors to thank for helping us to be here tonight, and we will be mentioning them throughout the broadcast. A couple of ones to start off here tonight: Sunrise Heating of Stamford, Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stamford, Sportsfield Specialties, of course, located right here in Delhi, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County. Also by Brian the Photo Guy, the South Courtright School Community Organization, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart, the Allison Oil Company of Andes, as well as several other special sponsors, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing of Delhi as well. And we have many, many more that have helped to chip in to make sure that we could be here tonight. So Stamford will be in the home white uniforms with the purple trim, says Stamford, in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. South Courtright is in the road royal blue uniforms, the black and the white trim, and it says Rams across the front of the uniform in black and white lettering there. So we are about to get underway here as we get the final announcements underway here. Stamford, their first time being here since the mid-90s, and they really had to duke it out on their side of the Delaware League. Hunter Tannersville as well as Davenport were very, very good on that side of the league as well. And it really came down to who was going to be last standing in the last week of the season, and Stamford was able to hold strong. Davenport had been here many, many years in a row, I believe 8 or 9 years in a row to the crossover game, but Stamford knocking them out to get here this year. South Courtright, of course, the defending champion from last year, went all the way through Section 4 Class D. They won that, made it all the way to the New York State Class D Finals before falling by just about 8 points in the final to Hewelton. And, boy, they are a talented team, and they return a lot of players. So a tall task in front of Stamford here tonight, but as head coach Lonnie Nickerson said in our pregame interview, he said, you know, we just have to go out there and try to improve on the first time we played them, and you have to play to win. So we'll see what happens here tonight. And we'll have our opening tip, and Stamford with the ball, but they're actually going to call an over and back because of the way the ball tipped. And the first opening pass was into the backcourt, so the automatic turnover will go here to South Courtright. And the Lady Rams will start it off with Sam Acuna, and they'll get it into Bree Lang. And the crossovers are underway here live tonight from SUNY Delhi. Here is Acuna, the lefty, as Stamford looks like they're going to box and one on Tori Rockefeller, and Bree Lang will put it home for two. They left Lang wide open at the right elbow jumper, and she put it in. So now it looks like South Courtright will come with a little 2-2-1 press, and Stanford will look to break it. South Courtright, the guest on the scoreboard here tonight with an early 2-0 lead. Stanford with the ball, going left to right on your radio dial. They find Heather Dunning on the baseline. She lost it to Lexi DuBois of South Courtright, and the Rams are looking to run. Up and in for Tori Rockefeller. She puts it home. And in transition, that's where South Courtright is so dangerous. A 4-0 lead here for the Lady Rams, and now a steal off that press. Rockefeller picks a pocket, gets it ahead here for Acuna, goes up and she's fouled as she went up to the rim. So a quick start here for this guard-heavy team. Two early buckets, one for Bree Lang and one for Tori Rockefeller. Now Sam Acuna, the lefty wearing number 14, will go to the charity stripe here for the Lady Rams. Great crowd on hand here. It's kind of a tradition to get here early because the seats are hard to come by. Sam Acuna puts the first one in. So an early 5-0 lead here for SK with 7:05 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming for Acuna. This one is good, but they'll call a lane violation. So even though the shot was good, they'll wave it off. And Courtright has to settle for this 5-0 lead. And so now Heather Dunning will get the ball in, and she'll bring it up the floor here for Stanford to the left side for Haley Steenland. Steenland crosses half court back to the far side. Stanford with a deep three there, but it's off the mark for Brandy Fain, and a rebound for South Courtright for Lexi DuBois, and she's fouled. That's the thing. If Stanford wants to get in this game, they're going to have to crash the boards too and keep Savannah Hobby and Lexi DuBois off the glass. And so the turnover off the foul. Two early fouls here on Stanford, none for South Courtright, and Bree Lang will walk it up the floor as she crosses the big Broncos logo for SUNY Delhi at half court. Gets in, left side for Acuna, spot up jumper, no good. Lang with the rebound, kicks it back out for Acuna as South Courtright leads Stanford 5-0 with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Here is Rockefeller outside the three-point line finding Acuna. Acuna bow back for Lang. Lang, a spot up little two-point jumper from the foul line is no good, and Stanford with a rebound. And they'll look to bring it up the floor. The rebound for Brandy Fain. Fain ahead for Heather Dunning. Dunning finds Mendoza, the spot-up jumper off the glass, just no good, a little too hard, and a rebound for South Courtright, and DuBois will look to run. DuBois down the right side, going coast to coast, up off the glass and in. And Lexi DuBois puts it home, and it's a 7-0 lead here, 2 minutes into the contest for South Courtright. And now the 2-2-1 press is going to get another turnover against Stanford as the pass from Dunning to Steenland was too tall and whistles out of bounds. Stanford is going to take a timeout here with 5:58 to go in the first quarter. It's South Courtright leading Stanford 7-0. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:58 to go in the first quarter, and South Courtright a 7-0 lead over Stanford in the Girls Delaware League crossover game. And South Courtright with the ball going right to left. And here is Sam Acuna up and in. Acuna puts it home, and she's got 3 points to lead the Lady Rams. They have a 9-0 lead with 5:45 to go first quarter. And their full court press is going to turn over Stanford once again. So the ball right back here to the Lady Rams. And this is the powerhouse that they are, as they can score, and they can score quickly. Here's Bree Lang to the bucket. That's up and off the mark. No good. A rebound comes down, and they'll kick it back out to the far side for Lang. Skips across the top of the defense. Back for Acuna. And she'll find Lexi DuBois at the high post. DuBois is tied up, and now a steal here for Stanford. And the pass ahead for Haley Steenland. Steenland down the left side will reverse it here for the Lady Indians as they'll look to set it up here and try to get their first points of the night. Stanford in the home white uniforms, the purple trim, the purple shorts. Left side for Heather Dunning. Dunning, a bounce pass from Mendoza at the high post. Turnaround jumper is good. Yesenia Mendoza gets the Lady Indians on the board, and it's 9-2 with a little 10-foot jumper. Court right back the other way to the left side for Savannah. Javi up in her lefty. Layup is no good. She gets her own rebound. Can't put it in. And another rebound here for Stanford with 4:45 to go first quarter. Long pass ahead for Mendoza. Just saved it from going over the line. But the Zebra crew saying she did get that tippy toe on the line. So the ball goes back here to South Courtright. Good pass ahead there by Stanford trying to run in transition, but it was just a little bit too far ahead of Mendoza. So South Courtright with the ball going right to left, and here is Bree Lang. Pass to the left side here for Acuna. Little give and go for Savannah. Hobby down low, left-handed layup no good, and Heather Dunning skies for the rebound. And the outlet pass here for Brandy Fain. Fain comes down the right side, ahead for Mendoza on the right baseline as Stanford goes left to right. The kick out is intercepted there by Acuna, and the Rams are looking to run. Here's Acuna down the left side. Passes out for Rockefeller, closely guarded here by Steenland. She gets around a screen, but the jumper is no good. Du Bois with the rebound, puts it up, and she's fouled. And so Stanford continues to go with what looks like a box and one against Tori Rockefeller. She got an open look there. Couldn't get it to fall, but her partner in crime, Lexi Du Bois, was right there to gather up the rebound and put it up for a shot that she was fouled for. So Du Bois to the line. First one is up and rimmed out. Well, that one was about halfway down before it popped free. 4:07 to go first quarter. It's 9-2 South Courtright on top of Stanford. And again, several special sponsors for tonight's game, including Sunrise Heating of Stanford, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Du Bois, second shot is good. So Du Bois has it, and Stanford with an 8-point hole to try to dig themselves out of. They trail South Courtright 10-2 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, and another steal here for Courtright in the full court press. And here is Bree Lang, tries to kick it out, but before she does, she'll travel. This 2-2-1 press so far has been very effective. So Acuna is going to come to the bench, and freshman Jordan Finch will check in for South Courtright. 3:55 to go in this first quarter, and it's 10-2. South Courtright on top of Stanford in the girls' Delaware League crossover championship. And now another steal, this one by Du Bois. She goes to the tin, and she's fouled as she went up for the right-handed layup. And it has been hard for Stanford to get the ball to midcourt as they have to go through the gauntlet there of Lang, Rockefeller, Du Bois, and Savannah Hobby before you can even get to half court. 3:48 to go in this first quarter. As Du Bois to the line. First one is up and rims out. And now Berkeley Cole will check in here for Bree Lang for South Courtright. Again, other special sponsors here for tonight's game, Brian the Photo Guy, as well as Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart. Broken Spoke, of course, offers boarding, lessons, trail rides, and summer camps. You can visit online at BrokenSpokeStables.com. So Lexi Du Bois at the foul line for South Courtright. Second shot coming here for Du Bois. This one is up and good. So Du Bois puts it home, and she has a team-high 4 points. 3:45 to go first quarter. It's the South Courtright girls with an 11-2 lead over Stanford in the Delaware League crossover games. Back the other way here for Stanford. They'll put up a shot with Heather Dunning. No good rebound for the Rams, but they can't keep it in bounds. Berkeley Cole was chasing after it, but just couldn't quite get there in time before it rolled out in front of the Stanford bench. And South Courtright's going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll step away as well. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. SK 11 and Stanford 2 here on CDO.
This Valentine's Day, treat the one you love to a romantic dinner at Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Union Street in Sydney. Start with one of their delicious appetizers, steamed clams, shrimp cocktail, or stuffed mushrooms. Then select from their regular menu or their Valentine's specials, including prime rib with scallops and shrimp, pan-seared salmon, or chicken piccata. Dinners include a complimentary glass of wine for the ladies. Show her how much you love her this Valentine's Day. Call Roma's in Sydney today for reservations. 563-8888.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you live tonight here on CDO. South Courtright girls with an 11-2 lead over Stanford in the Delaware League crossover finals. Here is Tori Rockefeller. On the left wing is South Courtright with the ball. They go right to left. Now they reverse to the right side, but a steal here by Stanford. Nice job by Brandy Fain to intercept it. And Fain will walk it up the floor here for the Indians. Fain to the left side, finding Haley Steenland wide open for three. Right side, it's too hard and too long. And a rebound here for South Courtright. And Lexi Du Bois in some trouble, needs to get it to a guard, and she does. Ahead for Berkeley Cole. Cole finding Jordan Finch down the right side, back out for Cole, left side for Rockefeller. 15 on the shot clock. Rockefeller reverses right side. Down low for Finch. Up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound and it's blocked away there by Nora Hager, who's into the game for Stanford. And Hager down the right side, and she'll travel with the ball as she got to midcourt. Was trying to pick up her dribble to get into the offense and just shuffled her feet with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. So it's SK 11 and Stanford 2, and Tori Rockefeller with the ball here at the top of the three-point arch. Nice little crossover, gets into the paint, goes up with the shot, but the Zebra crew whistling it dead, saying that she carried the ball. And so the ball goes right back to Stanford, but once again, here comes that press for South Courtright that is really giving Stanford trouble. They get the ball into Haley Steenland, and she brings it up the floor down the right side as Stanford goes left to right. Passing down low, up off the glass, and in for Stanford. Nice job there by Madison Hoyt, just the freshman, putting it home, and it's 11-4 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Nice job by Steenland to break the press there to set that up. South Courtright with the ball into the paint. Jumper there for Savannah Javi, no good. It rimmed out, and Stanford picks up the loose change. Once again with Brandy Fain, who's doing a nice job on the glass tonight. Steenland to the left side. Stanford trying to get it across half court, and they won't be able to do it. So the ball is going to get turned back over here to South Courtright on the 10-second call. So hard for Stanford to find a passing lane or a running lane to get through that press. Sam Acuna checks back into the game here for SK, as well as Bree Lang. So the starting five back out onto the floor here for Josh Burrows' club. With 1:53 to go first quarter, it's SK 11 and Stanford 4. And here is Lang going right to left here for the Lady Rams. Passes into the corner. Now for Acuna at the high post. The jumper is good. Sam Acuna knocks it down, and she's got a game-high 5 points. SK leads 13-4. Steenland brings it up the left side, now reverses to the right, gets into the front court. Stanford with the ball. Pull-up jumper for Fain off the back rim, no good. And a rebound here is loose, and SK will come away. And Rockefeller, the breakaway layup is good. Tori Rockefeller now with 4 points, and Stanford wanted to travel on that one, but they're not going to get it. So 1:20 to go in the first quarter. 15-4 is the score. South Courtright on top of Stanford. That's going to be the first foul there on South Courtright this evening, as the ball got popped out of bounds, came right over to our broadcast booth. Luckily, I was able to grab that one before any major harm was done. 1:15 to go in the first quarter. It's South Courtright 15 and Stanford 4. Lady Indians with the ball. Turnaround shot here. Up, no good, but a foul on South Courtright, as that was Madison Hoyt down at the right low block, passing the ball off there to Ashley Conklin, who was fouled and will go to the line. Conklin, the senior, will step up to the charity stripe here to shoot two with 1:10 to go in this first quarter. It's 15-4. Courtright on top of Stanford. And here's Conklin, first shot from the line. This one is up and just rims out. So again, 1:10 to go in the first quarter. South Courtright leading 15-4. Another quick moment to recognize some of our special sponsors, including the Allison Oil Company of Andes, as well as the South Courtright School Community Organization, proudly supporting the Lady Rams here tonight. Second shot coming for Conklin from the line, and that one is good. Nice job by Ashley Conklin, and now she'll check out of the game, and Yesenia Mendoza will check back in for Stanford. So it's a 10-point lead here for the Lady Rams, 15-5, with 1:10 to go in the first quarter, and Bree Lang will bring it up the right side of the floor for Berkeley Cole, who'll check back in. Now reversing for Acuna on the left side as South Courtright goes right to left. They skip across the zone for Lang, pull-up 20-footer, no good, ball out of bounds, and will go back to Stanford. So the Lady Indians trying to hang around here in this first quarter. The full-court press has given them some trouble, but they are starting to find some rhythm in the offense, it looks like. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Steenland up the floor going left to right. Steenland trying to go coast to coast. Now will put on the brakes and pulls it back out for Heather Dunning. Down low for Mendoza. Up off the glass and good. Yesenia Mendoza. Count it for two and it's 15-7. 35 seconds to go first quarter. And here is Acuna outside the three-point line for South Courtright. Now steps in. Thought about a long two. Instead won't pull the trigger. 15 on the shot clock. Across and down low for Savannah Hobby. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for South Courtright and a foul on Hobby. So the shot clock is off, and that's going to be the third foul on South Courtright. in the first quarter. There's four on Stanford, and of course the new girls' rules. When you get to five every quarter, you're automatically shooting, but it looks like with only 22 seconds left, that might not happen for either side. So Stanford going left to right. They'll have a chance to get one more shot before the final buzzer. They pass down low for Mendoza off her hands and out of bounds. So that gives it right back to South Courtright, who will have the final shot of the quarter, it appears. With 15 seconds left, they bring it up going right to left. Here is Lang, left side. Lang for Acuna. Again, she wants that three, but just won't pull it. 5 seconds left here. Now Lang at the top of the key. Steps in back for Acuna. She's not going to get the shot off, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 15-7 the score. South Courtright on top of Stanford. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Started the second quarter here live from SUNY Delhi, Floyd L. Maines Arena. It's the Delaware League crossover championship game. The girls here at 5:30, the boys to follow at 7:30. And the start of the second quarter, South Courtright with a 15-7 lead over Stanford. And it's going to be an automatic turnover here pretty much to start the second quarter. SK got the ball in, but then a traveling violation will give it right back to Stanford, and only about 2 seconds went off the clock. So Stanford will get it back going left to right. Here's Heather Dunning driving baseline, kicking it back out. A long three here for Stanford from Nora Hager is no good. Draws air and then rolls out of bounds, so possession will go back to South Courtright as they go right to left. They are in the royal blue tier tonight with the white and the black trim. Here's Acuna driving baseline left side, and she's fouled just 20 seconds into the second quarter. Don't forget, folks, our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you a scoring recap, talk about the first half, as well as preview our second game here tonight between South Courtright and Stanford boys. We'll also hear from South Courtright girls head coach Josh Burrows at our halftime break. Sam Acuna at the line now, and she puts it home. She's got 6 points to lead the Rams in this contest. So Stanford's going to the bench here as well. Pam DeVita is going to come in, and Ashley Conklin checks back in as well here for Stanford. South Courtright leading 16-7 with 7 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. So all the substitutions are set, and Acuna will go to the line to shoot her second one. Took a couple of minutes there to get everybody situated on the bench for Stanford. And so Acuna puts that one in, up and good. So Acuna's got 7 for South Courtright. That's a team and game high. 20 seconds into the second quarter here, folks. Courtright leading 17-7. And this press is giving Stanford some trouble here as they go left to right. It's a 2-2-1. Stanford trying to bring it up the floor here to the right side once again. Could be a 10-second call if they don't hurry. Ball rolled out of bounds as they brought it up. Again, that was Nora Hager trying to walk it up the floor. Just lost it out of bounds. And so South Courtright's going to get it as it rolled off of her hands and out of play. 7:32 to go in the second quarter. Stanford is going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 17-7, SK over Stanford here on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 17-7 is the score. The South Courtright Lady Rams on top of Stanford in the Delaware League crossover games, live from SUNY Delhi. SK gets the ball in, and a 10-foot jumper here is missed by Lexi Du Bois, and the rebound here for Stanford. They bring it up the floor, going left to right. Down low, up off the glass, and in. Madison Hoyt, the freshman, who plays down on the low block with 4 points to lead Stanford. And it's 17-9. Courtright with the ball. Going right to left here is Bree Lang. Gets into the paint. Du Bois kicks out for Berkeley Cole. Down low on the right baseline here for Acuna. Knocked out of her hands, rolls out of play, but will stay with the Lady Rams. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. 7:04 to go in the second quarter. Jordan Finch will check back in, and Acuna will go to the bench. Acuna with 7 points so far here tonight. Rockefeller gets one in for Lexi Du Bois. She goes up, and she's fouled underneath. This will be the second team foul on Stanford here to start the second quarter, and Lexi Du Bois will go to the line. So again, several special sponsors here for tonight's game, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, as well as Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright. Du Bois to the line, and her first foul shot is short. You can tell she's frustrated here from the line tonight. Another special sponsor is Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing, located right here in Delhi. 17-9 the score, South Courtright. On top of Stanford, second one coming from the line here for Lexi Du Bois, who is trying to get her feet underneath her here from the charity stripe. Du Bois puts it up and good. So Du Bois has 5 points. So it's Acuna with 7, Du Bois with 5, Rockefeller with 4, and Lang with 2 for South Courtright. They lead 18-9, with 6:55 to go second quarter. Here is Steenland bringing the ball up the floor, the very talented sophomore here for the Lady Indians. Steenland up off the glass, no good, but she's fouled. And they'll say that one was on the floor, and Steenland looks over at the officials here like, I wasn't shooting, I thought I was. But Steenland, they'll whistle that one on the floor, and so 18-9 the score. 6:49 to go in the second quarter, and Stanford will inbound underneath the basket as they go left to right. They get the ball into Steenland, who is closely guarded here by Berkeley Cole, and we know she's a defensive expert out there. It'll be tough for Steenland to get free with Berkeley Cole on her. They get one down low to Yesenia Mendoza, and she's blocked there. A block party for Lexi Du Bois. A long pass ahead for Rockefeller. Pull up 10-footer, rattled out, and the rebound back for Mendoza. And Stanford will put on the brakes and try to catch their breaths as they bring it up the floor. With 6:20 to go, second quarter, South Courtright leading 18-9. Steenland on the right side. She is all wrapped up, blanketed by two Ram defenders. Steenland on the floor with the ball. Gets one back off to the left side here for Mendoza. Mendoza down low, and the shot is up for Pam DeVita. No good, but she's fouled. Got to give it to the Indians here. They are scrapping the ball on the floor. They are not afraid to dive for it. Haley Steenland looking at her fingertips here. She touches her chin, and she really kind of rocked herself on the floor there a minute ago, but appears to be fine. The, again, very talented sophomore who played AAU in the offseason with a lot of these South Courtright girls, including Rockefeller and Lang and Lexi Du Bois. First shot coming here for Stanford, up and no good for Pam DeVita. 6:10 to go in the second quarter, and it's 18-9. And Stanford not afraid to go to the bench here, rotating players in and out. And second shot coming here for DeVita, the senior, at the line with, again, 6:10 to go in the second frame. DeVita's second shot is good. So DeVita puts it home. That's her first point. And Stanford hanging around in this one. They trail 18-10 with 6:09 to go in the second quarter. The Rams will get it in and bring it up the floor. And here is Bree Lang crossing midcourt as the Lady Rams in the royal blue with the white and the black trim go right to left. Here is Lang, gets it into the paint, and she'll travel. Got tied up and shuffled her feet. And the Rams a little frustrated here to start this second quarter. And Stanford will get the ball in again, trailing by 8 with just under 6 minutes to go in the second frame. Long pass ahead, up over top of that full court pressure. Stanford will come away with it. Here is Mendoza down low, and she's fouled on the floor. Mendoza was trying to pass that one over to Madison Hoyt, and was fouled, and now that's the third team foul here on South Courtright in this second quarter. There's two on Stanford, three on Courtright. And again, in the new girls' rules, when you get to five, each quarter they reset it. When you get to five, you're automatically shooting. It's been a tough rule for a lot of people to catch on to this year. So Stanford gets it in. They run the inbounds play as they go left to right. They have it right wing side. Trying to go down low, but another steal here by Lexi Du Bois. And the long pass ahead. It's pinpoint perfect for Rockefeller, but she pulls it out. Didn't think she could get that layup off, so instead she wisely sets up the offense. But a great full court pass there from Du Bois ahead to Rockefeller. Rams going right to left. Berkeley Cole with 10 on the shot clock for Rockefeller. Still outside the three-point line. Zips one over for Lang. 20-footer. Got it. No, they'll say it's a three. So that's Bree Lang with a three-pointer. She's got 5 points, and Courtright opens up the lead, 21-10. Steenland in transition. A jumper is no good. Rebound for Stanford. I think the Lady Indians have done a good job of slowing the pace down here, keeping SK from getting out and running. Stanford with the ball to the right side, 20 on the shot clock. A little pull-up jumper here for Nora Hager, no good. Gets her own rebound, and now she's fouled. Much to the delight of the Stanford faithful behind us here. That'll be the fourth foul on Courtright here in the second quarter. And so the ball will be out of bounds underneath the basket. That's where Stanford will inbound. And looking to get it into Haley Steenland in the corner, and they will, left side. Steenland had it poked out of her hands, out of play, but it will stay with the Lady Indians. With 4:45 to go second quarter, it's 21-10. Stanford trailing South Courtright in the Girls Delaware League crossover finals here at SUNY Delhi. Steenland to the left side. Passes one back out against the South Courtright defense. Finding Nora Hager, pull-up jumper is good. And Hager, with her first bucket of the night, makes it 21-12 with 4.5 to go before the halftime break. Here are the Rams in transition. Across for Bree Lang. Left side for a three. No good. And a rebound comes down here for Stanford. So Bree Lang can't dial long distance there, and the Lady Indians will walk it up the floor. Right side for Steenland. Steenland with the ball, closely guarded again by South Courtright's Berkeley Cole. Nice little crossover by Steenland, but then lost it as Cole came back, picked the pocket, and knocked it out of bounds. So let's see who they give the ball back to here. Referees having a little conference, and they will keep it with Stanford. As Steenland's going to get a well-deserved break, Heather Dunning will check in. 4:05 to go in the second quarter. Just as Stanford gets the ball in, Berkeley Cole comes up with a steal, and the Lady Rams will come away with it. And here is Rockefeller, right to the bucket, up and in. Tori Rockefeller with 6 points, and she just makes it look so easy when she gets to the rim. It's 23-12, and now a steal by Rockefeller. Gets back up to midcourt. Rockefeller going right to left, to the right side. Now she'll pull it out of traffic and set up the offense here to make sure they get something off of this turnover. Rockefeller, little give and go back to Lang. Rockefeller, step in, 5-footer on the right baseline, no good. Rebound on the floor, tipped out of bounds, and the Zebra Crew says it will go back to Stanford. Good little run there for SK. They increase the lead to 23-12 with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Stanford going left to right there in the home whites with the purple trim, and now a steal by Lexi Du Bois. Du Bois trying to get behind the defense here. Du Bois all the way to the rim and a foul. And they're going to say it was a charge on Lexi Du Bois. Du Bois was trying to get around Nora Hager, who was hustling back very nicely for Stanford on defense. 3:20 to go in the second quarter, and they'll say that Du Bois went in there a little too hard, knocked her over, and a charge is called. Stanford with the ball as they bring it up the floor with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. It's 23-12, South Courtright on top of Stanford in the girls' Delaware League crossover championship game. Ball is loose on the floor as Heather Dunning lost control, and the Rams come away in their own defensive end, and now a foul on Stanford in the backcourt. So this is the third team foul against Stanford. And the next one on the Rams is going to send Stanford to the charity stripe. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Again, our halftime report coming up. We'll hear from SK head coach Josh Burrows at the halftime break. Left side for Sam Acuna. Acuna gets it into the paint for Lexi Du Bois. She lost the handle, and Stanford will come away. And the Lady Indians will bring it up the floor here with 2:45 to go, second quarter. Going left to right. Dribbling up the floor here is Brandy Fain. Fain trying to go down low to Mendoza. Off the glass, just a little too hard off of the kiss. Off the glass, gets it back though, puts it up and in. Mendoza fed that one to Madison Hoyt, and she put it home, and Hoyt has 6 points. And it's 23-14. Here is Savannah Hobby down low, kicks it out for Acuna. Pump fakes off the glass and good. The kiss for Sam Acuna, and she's got 9 points. And South Courtright with a 25-14 lead. And now a steal by Du Bois, but it's knocked out of bounds. Stanford continues to try these passes up over the top of the defense. And almost like a football cornerback, some of these Rams defenders are able to just get in the passing lane and intercept. 2:10 to go, second quarter. 25-14 is the score. South Courtright leading Stanford in our girls' contest here tonight for the Delaware League Championship. At 7:30, we'll have the same two schools in the boys' championship here for the Delaware League. Here is Steenland. Straightaway three. Got it. Just brought it into the front court, and Steenland pulls the trigger. Her first bucket of the night. It's 25-17, and the Lady Indians with some life. Rockefeller, left side for Bree Lang. Lang, off for Savannah Hobby, back for Lang. 10-footer from the left baseline is no good, and a rebound here for Stanford. Steenland will bring it up the floor. With a minute and a half to go in the second quarter, and South Courtright leads 25-17. Dunning, down low, intercepted though by Tori Rockefeller, and she's off to the races. Rockefeller's in for the layup, and it's good. Tori Rockefeller with 8 points. And it remains a 10-point lead for the Lady Rams, 27-17, with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. And down the floor again, another steal for South Courtright, but this time a double dribble on Sam Acuna. That's okay, though, because I think if you're head coach Josh Burrows, you have to be happy with some of this pressure and some of the turnovers that this full-court press is generating. I'm sure there's a lot of other parts of the game he wishes they could clean up, but I would say he must be happy with that point so far. So Steenland with the ball as we come up on a minute to go in the first half. Steenland with the ball. Passes to the high post for Conklin. Back out for Steenland for a three. Got it. Haley Steenland from downtown. And it's 27-20 with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Down low for Hobby. Now out for Lexi Du Bois, and she's fouled as she goes up for the right-handed layup. And she'll go to the charity stripe. 49 seconds to go. Here in the second quarter, Du Bois right back to the charity stripe. It's SK 27, Stanford 20. Some other special sponsors for tonight's game: Shindello Federal Credit Union, located on Main Street in Franklin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Smith Insurance, your local State Farm agent on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Du Bois' first shot is up and good. She's now got 6 points. So Acuna with 9, Rockefeller with 8, Du Bois with 6, and Lang with 5 to lead the Rams. Second one coming here for Lexi Du Bois. The junior puts that one off the back rim and no good, and a rebound here for Stanford. Stanford does seem to have a little size advantage on the inside, and they've done a good job on the boards. But now another steal for Sam Acuna. Goes coast to coast, but again, it will travel. Acuna tried the little jump stop to go up for the 5-foot jumper, and her left foot just came off the floor a little bit and wobbled, and the Zebra crew was right there to make the call on the travel. So SK is getting a lot of these steals, but not necessarily finishing on the points. Letting Stanford kind of hang around in this game. They trail 28-20. And Lady Indians up the floor, and this one is tipped out of bounds. And this time the officials will say it goes back to South Courtright. Steenland was coming up the right wing and trying to feed it over to the left side. Went off the hands of Heather Dunning and rolled out of play. So the Rams will have it with 35 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's 28-20. SK with the lead over Stanford. Here's Berkeley Cole, left side, finding Savannah Hobby, and now they're going to have a foul down low on Du Bois. Actually, no, not on Du Bois. That was on Jordan Finch down low, the freshman. Pushing a little bit too much there down low. So 27.4. 28-20 is the score. And so Heather Dunning will inbound the ball here for Haley Steenland. And the officials just coming over to the table there and saying, even though that's 5 fouls, they won't go down and shoot because Stanford remained in control of the ball there. So I haven't seen that one called that way yet this year. And just as I say that, Stanford bringing the ball up the floor. They'll turn it over. It goes right back to the Rams. Stanford having a lot of trouble as they get to half court, losing the ball and trying to get through that little half-court pressure there and the trap that South Courtright is throwing at them. So here's Acuna with the ball. 15 seconds left in the second quarter. Rockefeller for three, left side, too far. And Acuna scrapes up the rebound. Finds Savannah Hobby. Back out for Berkeley Cole. Rockefeller to the left side. She's going to have to throw up a three at the buzzer. Can she get it off? She does, and no good. So our halftime score, 28-20. South Courtright on top of Stanford at the half. We'll have our halftime report coming up. And we'll also hear from South Courtright Lady Rams head coach Josh Burrows. We'll talk about the boys' game that's coming up tonight at 7:30 as well. Again, our halftime score, South Courtright Lady Rams on top of Stanford 28-20 in the Delaware League Crossover Championship Contest. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more Tri-County Hoops tonight on WCDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. It's the Delaware League crossover battle here tonight. South Courtright and Stanford in the girls' game. And we're joined by SK head coach Josh Burrows. Coach, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Nate.
Coach, first off, you get back to the crossover game again this year. Has to be a goal for your team every year, but certainly seems like it just becomes a tradition at South Courtright. Another good, solid regular season in the books for your club.
Thank you. Absolutely. It's a goal of every team in the beginning of the season. It's one of those benchmarks that we want to continue to check off.
And, Coach, has it been difficult this year, coming off such a great run last year, getting all the way to the state finals? Has your team felt that pressure or anything like that as you've gone through a pretty successful regular season?
I think they do at times. You know, as much as we don't talk about it, people in the community or outside of the community bring it up quite a bit and they hear it. But we're pretty focused one day at a time. They're a great group. They've played together for a long time. They have some experience. And, it's really starting to show.
Coach, I really liked how you went out and you scheduled a tough non-conference schedule this year with two games against Cooperstown. What does that do for your team as you'll go into sectionals and maybe beyond? Do you think that's such a great learning tool for them?
Absolutely. It prepares us for the bigger games. You know, it shows us that possessions matter. Late in a game, you need to take care of the ball. And, you know, with Cooperstown, certainly trying to guard Liz is a tough feat. So, you know, you don't think you're going to see anybody as good as her down the road.
And, Coach, what do you think are some of the keys here to this crossover game against Stanford, a team that
has to be riding high coming into the crossover game for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, I imagine they're excited. Keys to our success is just consistency. We want to do what we've done all season, defend well, run the floor, rebound, and share the ball.
I hate to look ahead past the crossover championship game, but I like to ask a lot of coaches what their thoughts are in the upcoming Class D sectional tournament. Certainly some great teams out there from all over the map and a bunch of different leagues as well.
Certainly. You look at the bracket this season, and I think it's one of the toughest brackets we've had in a while. You have a solid 16 teams. We're just looking to prepare each day, you know, take one game at a time.
Do the kids really look forward to the crossover game? I mean, getting to play up at SUNY Delhi, and certainly with the two teams being so close this year in Stanford and South Courtright, right along Route 10, does that add a little bit extra to it with all the fans packed in there on Friday night?
Certainly. It's going to be a full house, being the boys and the girls, both each team. Community support from both towns are really, really good. So I imagine it's going to be loud. It's going to bring a sectional-type atmosphere. So it's definitely exciting for our kids.
My last question here with South Courtright girls head coach Josh Burrows. Coach, looking ahead, you have a lot of seniors on this team that have had great careers, and Tori Rockefeller and Sam Acuna and Berkeley Cole, some of those girls, and of course your underclassmen as well. What do they want to go out with for a legacy here? Of course, they've had a great career, but what are some of their goals for the rest of this year?
Well, you know, Nate, like you said, you don't really want to look on beyond the section or beyond anything like that, but geez, Rocky's been there twice, and losing to Hoovelton last year, they certainly want to get back there and at least have a shot at it again. But, you know, it's a lot of hard work. They have to prepare. We have to get a little lucky, and we have to stay healthy.
South Courtright girls head coach Josh Burrows. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight in the crossover game.
Thanks a lot, Nate. Appreciate it.
This is Nate Law. We'll be back with more high school basketball tonight on CDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, live from SUNY Delhi here in Floyd L. Maines Arena. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. South Courtright girls with a 28-20 lead over Stanford at the halftime break. South Courtright is led by 9 points from Sam Acuna, 8 from Tori Rockefeller, 6 from Lexi Du Bois, and 5 from Bree Lang. On the other side for Stanford, 2 3-pointers and 6 points for Haley Steenland, 6 points for Madison Hoyt, 4 from Yesenia Mendoza, 2 from Nora Hager, and 1 apiece from Pam DeVita and Ashley Conklin. So a great job by Stanford keeping with this South Courtright team. I think they have to cut down on some of the turnovers. That full court press was certainly right in the face of Stanford, and I think sometimes they were just a little lucky that South Courtright couldn't finish on the other end. Otherwise, this could be a little bit more of a lead, but a great job by Stanford to keep it just to 8. An 8-point deficit at the halftime break. I want to run through some of our special sponsors here tonight, folks, because without them, we would not be here for this game. Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Smith Insurance of Sydney, as well as Jessef Howe's Building Supply in Sydney Center. Of course, Sydney Federal Credit Union, they are also the sponsor of our web stream and our audio archive on WCDOsports.com. Neighbors Insurance on Route 7 in Sydney and Oneonta, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin, attorney Dolores G. Fogarty, located in Unadilla, McDowell and Walker, with locations right here in Delhi, Afton, and on Mang Drive in Sydney, C.H. Landers Funeral Home in downtown Sydney, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing right here in Delhi, as well as the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Brian the Photo Guy, who's around here taking some photos tonight,
the South Courtright School Community Organization, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart, Allison Oil Company of Andes, Sunrise Heating of Stamford, Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stamford, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi as well. So those are all our special sponsors. A huge thank you to them for making it possible for us to be here tonight. We'll take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter. It's South Courtright 28, Stamford 20, the girls' Delaware League crossover game on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. We're getting ready for the start of the third quarter here. South Courtright leading 28-20. Folks, I've seen it all now. There was just a baby over here at the scorer's table wearing a very small, tiny Torrey Rockefeller jersey. It said Torrey on the back, had the number 10. Boy, you got some dedicated fans here for this South Courtright team as well as Stamford, but baby couldn't have been more than a couple of months old. It's already got the jersey on here for SK. They start them young. So here we go. Start of the third quarter here, and Torrey Rockefeller, number 10, as I just said, with the ball. Her biggest fan over here at the scorer's table. Passes off to Bree Lang, and the pull-up jumper in the paint is good. So Bree Lang now with 7 points, and Courtright with a 30-20 lead to start this third quarter. Here is Stamford now going right to left on your radio dial. And they pull up for three, a long one on that far side from Brandy Fain, and it rims out. Rebound for South Courtright as they go left to right. And here is Sam Acuna. She gets tied up on some good defense from Haley Steenland, but it breaks free. And Rockefeller comes away with the ball. Rockefeller, top of the key for Sam Acuna. And Acuna going left to right. We'll flip one off here for Bree Lang. Lang for Hobby, far side for Acuna. A little pump fake, and let's see. Going to be a foul down low away from the play. Let's see what the officials say. And this is going to be a foul on Heather Dunning for tying up, I believe, Torrey Rockefeller, who was cutting through the paint at the time. First foul of the third quarter. Courtright gets it in. Of course, they're in the royal blue with the white and the black trim. Here's Savannah Hobby, and she'll travel. Giving the ball back to Stamford, who's in the home white uniforms tonight with the purple and the black trim there. Lonnie Nickerson, head coach here for Stamford, shouting out some signals here for the Indians as they bring it up the floor. Again, going right to left with sophomore point guard Haley Steenland. Hit two trays in the first half and has 6 points to lead the Indians. Left side here for Brandy Fain. Fain to the left side for Mendoza. Bounce pass down low. Ball is loose on the floor. Somehow it comes free there to Madison Hoyt. She misses the left-handed layup. Couldn't get her own rebound. Got tied up with Lexi Du Bois, and then we'll call the foul on Hoyt. And I think Hoyt shaking her head as she runs back down the floor because she knows she had that layup and probably should have made it. And then South Courtright ripped down the rebound, and Hoyt was right there for the foul. 6:50 to go, third quarter. It's 30-20. South Courtright girls on top of Stamford here from SUNY Delhi, the Delaware League crossover championship games here tonight. Here's Bree Lang, step in, jumper, got it. Bree Lang from just about the foul line has 9 points. Check out this even scoring, folks. 9 for Acuna, 9 for Lang, 8 for Rockefeller, 6 for Du Bois. This is a balanced team here for the Lady Rams. Stamford brings it up the floor to the right side, and Brandy Fain is fouled, I believe, by Rockefeller. Let's see. Yes, that is on Rockefeller. That is her third foul, so she's going to have to be careful here, the leader of the South Courtright team. 6:25 to go, third quarter. It is South Courtright with a 32-20 lead over Stamford. Girls Delaware League crossover game. Stamford with the ball. They pass it down low for Madison Hoyt, and she had a tippy toe on that baseline, and she stepped out of bounds, and South Courtright will get the ball back. Berkeley Cole into the game here for Torrey Rockefeller to protect her with those three fouls. And South Courtright will bring it up the floor going left to right. Into the right corner for Acuna. Back up for Lang. Left side for Berkeley Cole. Just checked into the game, as I said a minute ago. Here's Acuna. Steps out. The lefty for a three. Got it. Acuna dials long distance, and she's got 12 points. That's a game high. Courtright has their biggest lead of the game, 35-20, with 5:55 to go, third quarter. Here is Madison Hoyt. Little 10-footer in the paint as they worked it to the high post. No good. And Lexi DuBois with the rebound. She looks to run. DuBois going left to right, coast to coast, throws up the layup, but was fouled right as she went up. So she'll go to the line. And that is such a luxury to have if you're South Courtright. One of your post players, Lexi DuBois, can gather it up and run it down the floor. Doesn't even have to get it to a guard necessarily. So here is DuBois to the line and misses the first one. And she has struggled from the line here tonight, and you can tell she's mad at herself as DuBois will have her second shot coming up. 5:45 to go, third quarter. If you're thinking this is it for tonight, we'll have the boys game at 7:30, so a long night of basketball ahead. Second shot for DuBois is no good, and the rebound for Stamford is picked up. And Brandi Fain will walk it up the floor. Brandi Fain again gets into the paint, but is stripped of the ball there by Savannah Hobby. Long pass ahead for Acuna. Acuna down the left wing. Left-handed layup is no good. And a rebound here for Steenland of Stamford. Steenland trying to get some points on the board here. It's been a little three-minute drought to start the third quarter for Stamford as they trail 35-20. And the ball knocked out of bounds, and the referee's having a little conference. The official initially said it was for Stamford, and now they'll turn it over and say it goes back to South Courtright. As again, it was kind of a broken play up the left wing side. Couldn't even really see how the ball rolled out of bounds, but it did, and it goes back to SK. Here's Acuna, right side baseline, and the lefty puts it up, rattles out, and a rebound here for Stamford. And that's where the size really comes in handy for the Lady Indians and Ashley Conklin. Ahead for Steenland, trying to break through half court, and she does. Steenland, left side, they pass down low for Mendoza at the left low block for Conklin. Turn around, little baby hook, no good. Rebound for SK, and ahead for Acuna at the left low block, and Steenland with a steal there for Stamford. Great job picking the pocket there for Haley Steenland. Steenland up the floor, going right to left, into the left corner. Here for Brandi Fain. Back for Steenland for a three. It's short. Just left it short. And a rebound is taken away here by the Rams. And Lexi DuBois, a two-on-one if she can hurry. She'll go coast to coast. Up and no good. Acuna the rebound, and she puts it down. Sam Acuna now with 14, and Stamford is going to take a timeout. SK opens up the second half on a nice little run, and the Lady Rams lead Stamford 37-20 with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lullen. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4:20 to go in the third quarter, live here from SUNY Delhi. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. It's the Girls Delaware League crossover championship game between South Courtright and Stamford. Of course, the Lady Rams of South Courtright are ranked number 2 in the state right now in Class D. They got all the way to the state finals last year. We're glad to be here tonight to cover this game between South Courtright and Stamford. Stamford with the ball and a nice run ahead here for Pam DeVita. She got the ball at half court and beelined it right into the paint, and she was fouled. Here's the team foul situation. That's 3 on Stamford and 2 on Courtright now. Of course, the new girls' rules, when you get to 5 in each quarter, you shoot. So Stamford gets it in. Here's Steenland. Gives it right back to Fain. Little give and go back to Steenland. Running jumper off the front rim. No good. Rips down another one. Puts it back up. Can't get it to go. This rebound out of bounds, but will stay with Stamford as it hit off the fingertips of Savannah Hobby last. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Again, a 17-point lead, 37-20 for SK over Stamford. Live from SUNY Delhi. They get the ball in, and Ashley Conklin, a two-pointer. Conklin one of the low post players here for Stanford, almost hit a three. That was pretty much toes on the line. A long two there for Stanford. SK back the other way, and now a foul down low just as Berkeley Cole was about to shoot that. They're going to say it was a foul on Sam Acuna, who was already jockeying for position on the rebound. So the ball goes back to the Lady Indians. Heather Dunning will check back in. Pam DeVita comes out. 3:45 to go, third quarter. It's South Courtright 37, Stanford 22. South Courtright trying to repeat as Delaware League champions from a year ago. And now a steal off the press ahead for Lexi Du Bois, up and in. She's got 8 points. Boy, the steals just come that fast. That is hard to catch up with it almost. As Stanford brings it up the floor. It gets knocked out of bounds here. Almost another steal. Stanford will hold on to possession. So Dunning will pass it in and finds Fain. Brandy Fain with the ball back for Steenland. Again for Fain. Three-pointer left side off the back rim. No good. Rebound for SK. And Savannah Hobby a pass ahead, but she's fouled with 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Again, South Courtright 39, Stanford 22. That will be the fourth foul here as a team on Stanford. So South Courtright with almost 3 minutes still left in this third quarter. Very close to shooting on the next foul. Lang brings it up the floor, and the junior point guard passes one for Berkeley Cole through her fingertips and out of play. And so Stanford trying to put a little run together here, perhaps. South Courtright has not called off this press yet as they still realize that Stanford could come back in this game. They are a talented group. Here is Steenland to the right side finding Heather Dunning. Passing across for Mendoza. Mendoza couldn't quite reach up into the sky to get that one. And so the ball out of bounds goes back to South Courtright with 2:57 to go, third quarter. Acuna up the floor, and now we'll leave it back off for Bree Lang as she crosses the Broncos logo at half court here at SUNY Delhi. SK going left to right. Acuna passes down low for Lexi Du Bois. Up, and the little spin move is no good. Just left that layup short, and a rebound for Stanford. And Haley Steenland brings it down the floor. Steenland to the left side, and she'll be fouled here by Berkeley Cole with 2:36 to go in this third quarter. As Steenland was going for the crossover move, Berkeley Cole got her hand in there to try to steal it away, but just got too much of the wrist. So Stanford gets it in. Here is Conklin, little give and go right back to Heather Dunning, who puts it down. First bucket of the night there for Heather Dunning. It's 39-24 with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Pass down low here for SK and a steal by Dunning, but they'll say she got it with her foot, so that's a kick with 2:20 to go. You can see both boys' teams now are heading to the dressing room to get set here for this contest tonight. It'll be SK and Stanford in the boys' game at 7:30, a game you can catch right here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Steenland now with a steal as SK just got the ball in, and Steenland will bring it down the floor going right to left. Steenland gets through traffic to the right side. Jumper, no good. Rebound on the floor, and Bree Lang will come away with 2 minutes to go. And now a steal right back by Steenland. Passes off for Conklin, up and in. Ashley Conklin with 5 points. And it's 39-26, South Courtright on top of Stanford. But the Lady Indians will not say die. Acuna, left side for three. That one's no good. Ripped down here by Lexi Du Bois. Kicks back out for Lang, and her jumper from the foul line is no good. Another rebound here for SK, though. They keep the ball alive. Rockefeller is going to check back in at the next whistle with 1:35 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Berkeley Cole, left side. Now to the right side for Acuna. She wants that jumper again. This one no good, and a rebound for Stanford. Outlet pass is stolen right back, though, by SK. Savannah Hobby read it the whole way. And now back to Bree Lang with 1:15 to go in the third quarter. And South Courtright leading 39-26. And now a foul by Heather Dunning as Bree Lang tried to drive down the left wing side. So 1:13 to go, and I believe this is going to put Bree Lang on the charity stripe. Let's see. So let's see. The ball underneath. No, this is only the fourth team foul here on Stanford. So both teams with four fouls. Actually, this will be the fifth. 1:13 to go here in this third quarter. There was a little confusion there. That will be the fifth team foul here, and the officials actually thought that was going to be the fifth foul on Heather Dunning. Instead, they're saying, no, it's just five on the team. So don't worry about that. So 1:13 to go, third quarter. 39-26 is the score. South Courtright on top of Stanford. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1:13 to go in the third quarter here of this Delaware League Girls Championship game. Of course, some of our special sponsors tonight, Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing of Delhi, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, as well as Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart. A lot of special sponsors allowing us to be here at the Delaware League crossover games for the first time. We're hoping to make this an annual tradition here on CDO, giving all our coverage here for the Tri-Valley, the MAC, as well as the Delaware League. So this will send Bree Lang to the line, and she puts the first one up and good. So Bree Lang into double figures, she has 10. There was a little confusion right there before the break. It's the fifth team foul on Stanford, and they thought it was the fifth foul on Heather Dunning, but it wasn't. So they worked that all out, and Lang goes to the line, and she goes 2 for 2, hits the second one. It's 41-26. SK on top of Stanford, and here is Haley Steenland with the ball. One of the do-it-all players here for this Lady Indians team. Lost the handle there. She brings it over half court. Ball rolls out of bounds, but will stay with the Lady Indians. Last touch there by Bree Lang, who was trying to save it for the steal. Stanford gets it in. Heather Dunning, left side. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound here for the Lady Indians. They kick it back out, and the jumper for Pam DeVita, no good. This time, the Lady Rams come away with the ball, and they bring it up the floor. Ahead for Rockefeller. Rockefeller losing it, and Heather Dunning will steal. Dunning down the right side, into the paint, goes up, and a charge is called. No, they'll say it was a block. I thought that Lexi Du Bois there had her feet planted in the soil as Dunning came into her living room there and knocked her over, but they will call the block on Du Bois. And, boy, that was a tough one because she sacrificed the body, but didn't get the call. So Dunning to the line here with 44 seconds to go, third quarter. Dunning's first shot is no good. Hit the rim twice, but would not go down. So the score remains South Courtright 41 and Stanford 26 with 44 seconds to go, third quarter. And now the Lady Rams just about one quarter away from maybe winning another Delaware League title. Dunning to the line. Second one is no good. Again, hit the rim twice and just would not go in. Couldn't get the shooter's roll. And the rebound here by Jordan Finch and ahead for Sam Acuna. Acuna down the left side as SK goes left to right. They get it down low for Finch and she's fouled as she goes up for the jumper in the paint. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 41-26. And Finch will go to the line to shoot two. The freshman who must have a ton of potential here for SK. She's got to be 6'1", maybe 6'2". And you know the way they build them here in this SK program. And for someone to have that much size, very, very nice here for head coach Josh Burrows. First shot is up and good for Jordan Finch. So if you're SK, it's 14 for Acuna, 11 for Lang, 8 apiece for Du Bois and Rockefeller, and now 1 for Jordan Finch, and she's going for her second. Second one coming here for Finch. This gym got very, very quiet. Now the second one is good, so she's got 2. 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is South Courtright 43, Stanford 26. The boys' game coming up at 7:30, so you don't want to turn that dial here, folks. Stanford brings it up going right to left, and again, South Courtright coming with some of that full court pressure. This time the Lady Indians break it down the left wing side. Pulling up here for a left-hand side jumper is Caitlin Amy, but it's no good. And the rebound here for SK. Bree Lang looking to run. Passes ahead for Acuna. Right into the low post for Finch. Up and in. A thing of beauty there by South Courtright. Pretty much running the three-man weave. And they put it down low to Finch, and she put it in. 5 seconds left in the third quarter. Can Dunning get the shot off? No, she won't. End of the third quarter. SK 45 and Stanford 26. Fourth quarter coming up Again, our score after three, South Courtright 45, Stanford 26. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO, live from SUNY Delhi. It's the girls' Delaware League crossover championship game, and South Courtright will start with the ball, and Bree Lang will bring it up the floor as South Courtright holds a 45-26 lead. The number two-ranked team this week in New York State Class D, the Lady Rams showing why. Here is Bree Lang to the right side, back up top for Sam Acuna, straightaway three, got it, and Acuna's got 17. Sam Acuna, the lefty from downtown, and now a steal by this press, and Berkeley Cole is fouled as she stole it away there from Brandy Fain. And so Stanford really hung around. They were only trailing by eight at the halftime break, but a big third quarter there for SK has given them this 48-26 lead. And we heard from SK head coach Josh Burrows at our halftime break. And he said, you know, we just have to play consistent, play smart here tonight against Stanford, and play as a team. And so far they have done those three things. And the inbounds pass here will be kicked out for South Courtright to the top of the key for Sam Acuna, again, who's got 17 points to lead the way. Right side for Lang, and now for Berkeley Cole. Cole back up for Lang, and Tori Rockefeller with three fouls has not played much here in the second half, but the Rams have done a fine job without her. Acuna now for Cole on the baseline, down low for Savannah Hobby. Turnaround shot no good, a rebound loose on the floor, and Heather Dunning for Stanford will come away with it. Now a steal by Berkeley Cole. Very active hands, and she's able to strip the ball and gets it back into the hands of Bree Lang, and the Lady Rams will set up the offense here once again. Back for Lang, top of the key for Acuna, left side. Acuna traveled. Just picked up that pivot foot. And the ball will go back to Stanford here with 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Again, some of our special sponsors here for tonight's game: Sunrise Heating of Stanford, Robinson Terrace Senior Assisted Living Facility, also in Stanford, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Stanford with the ball going right to left there in the white and purple here tonight, and now a steal by SK's Bree Lang. Lang trying to go coast to coast, left side to the tin, up and just off the back rim, no good. Hobby the rebound, and she's fouled before she can get the shot off. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter, and this is pretty much what South Courtright can do. Very active hands, very good guard play. They get a steal, they can run the floor, and then, you know, you start to get into foul trouble, and that can be very tough. That's going to be the fifth foul here, as I talk about foul trouble, on Madison Hoyt. So the freshman, low post player here for the Lady Indians, will foul out of this crossover game with 6 points. Excellent effort tonight from Madison Hoyt. So 6.5 to go in this fourth quarter, and Savannah Hobby will stand at the free throw line here for the Lady Rams. Again, more of our special sponsors, Brian the Photo Guy, of course, as well as the South Courtright School Community Organization, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart, and Allison Oil of Andes. At the line here for Savannah Hobby, shooting two. And another lefty here for South Courtright. This one is left short by Savannah Hobby. No points on the score sheet tonight so far for Hobby, but she just does so many other things. For being a low post player, she's very agile, very active with her hands, great rebounder, and tough as nails, too, whether it's on the soccer field, the basketball court, and she's a great softball player as well, as it seems like every athlete is at South Courtright, a three-sport athlete. Hobby's second one is short, no good, and rebound for Acuna. The Lady Rams keep it alive. And now Rockefeller's back into the game, and she'll set up the offense. Quickly passing one over to the right side for Acuna. Stanford sitting in the 2-3 zone. Now to the left side here for Acuna. Acuna passes to the low post again for Hobby, up and in. So Savannah Hobby puts it down, and that's six different players that have scored for the Rams here tonight, and they have a 50-26 lead with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Dunning will get it over the line here for Steenland. Steenland to the right side, passing off for Fain. She tries to pass over the top of the defense, and nobody home. They would have had to have been about 6'10" to grab that pass, just too tall. And the ball goes back here to the Rams with 5:52 to go fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, I should say, and our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to these games anytime. Is all courtesy of SFCU. And here is Acuna, left side, jumper, got it, splash, bullseye for Sam Acuna. She's got 19. Great effort here tonight for Sam Acuna. Heather Dunning down the left side, outside the three-point line. Again, passes over top of the defense and going up and being fouled. Just checking into the game here for Stanford is Nora Hager. Hager with some good minutes in the first half, and she's been in and out in the second half as well. And a great pass there from Dunning. Good court vision to find Hager wide open. And as SK came over on defense, they just slapped her on the wrist. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Courtright leading 52-26. Stanford with the ball, and they'll find it at the top of the high post. Now for Steenland. Pump fakes. Doesn't pull the trigger, though. 20 on the shot clock. They get it to the high post. Back out for Steenland. Pump fake. And Steenland will pass off now for Fain. Down low for Dunning. She got tied up there with Jordan Finch of South Courtright. And they both went tussling out of bounds, but the ball will stay with Stanford. So 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Stanford gets it in, going right to left. Into the corner now for Fain. Fain back up to the top of the key for Hager for a three, just rattled out. Was about halfway down and popped out. And now a jump ball on the rebound is going to give it back to SK, but great effort there by the Lady Indians. Trying to come up with that rebound and at least get the jump ball. And now, well, we'll have an official timeout here as one of the officials on the far side has to tie his shoe. And he waves to the crowd there as they give him a little bit of guff for that one. He says, oh, it's my fault. Well, we wouldn't want him tripping down there, that's for sure. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. South Courtright leading 52-26. Rockefeller brings it up the floor. She's got 8 points here tonight. She's in a little bit of foul trouble, but, you know, this is some nights where when you have a team this good, you don't have to put up 20 or 30, and I think Torrey knows that. Rockefeller to the right side finds Acuna, who is hot. She wants more. Got it. Acuna from downtown. She's got 22. Sam Acuna, the lefty, again dialing long distance, and Courtright leads 55-26. Right side for Steenland. Bounce pass here for Dunning and back to Steenland. Steenland, everywhere she goes tonight, she has just been double or triple teamed, as South Courtright paying extra close attention to her. Down low for Dunning, left side. Kicks it back out for Nora Hager. The jumper will not fall. And Dunning will get the rebound in the land of the trees, and she's fouled. Dunning, probably the smallest player down there in the paint, somehow came up with that rebound. And Jordan Finch is whistled for the violation. 4:10 to go here, fourth quarter. South Court right on top, 55-26. And this will be Brandy Fain inbounding the ball underneath the bucket. They find Heather Dunning and back for Fain. Fain outside the three-point line now. Finding Heather Dunning as, again, they work it around against this very stingy SK defense. Ball is loose on the floor, gets into the paint. Dunning has nowhere to go. She gets tied up with Rockefeller and with Finch. And this time the possession arrow will keep it here with the Lady Indians. With 3:55 to go, fourth quarter. Again, SK 55, Stanford 26. It's the Delaware League crossover championship game here tonight on CDO, live from SUNY Delhi. With many special sponsors here tonight, including SFCU, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin, and Neighbors Insurance on Route 7 in Sydney and Oneonta. Stanford gets it in, and Ashley Conklin goes up for two and can't get it to go. And now the Lady Rams will bring it back down the floor. And this is Hannah Schaefer into the game. And she is fouled as she brings it up the floor. It'll be the third team foul here on South Courtright, or on Stanford. Only two on South Courtright with 3:50 to go. And so that one, of course, on Jade Strauss, who was just checking into the game. Some of the reserves getting some time here for South Courtright and Stanford with 3:45 to go. And Lexi Du Bois now with the ball here for the Lady Rams. Back out for Acuna, who's got a game-high 22 points. Acuna down low for Finch, up off the glass, no good. Couldn't get it to go. Lexi Du Bois fighting for the rebound, and we'll have another jump ball with 3.5 to go. And this time the possession arrow will keep it right here with SK. Hobby will check back into the game here for the Lady Rams. Brooke Davis checking in here for South Courtright as well. And now Lonnie Nickerson, head coach for Stanford, will take a timeout. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. It's SK 55, Stanford 26. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
3.5 to go, fourth quarter, 55-26 the score. The South Courtright girls leading the Stanford Lady Indians here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. And don't go anywhere, folks, because right after this game at 7:30, we'll have the same two schools in the boys' championship contest here in the Delaware League, Stanford and South Courtright. And here is South Courtright, the girls with the ball, some of the reserves in the game. Ball is down low here for South Courtright, but stolen away here by Stanford. They'll bring it up the floor. Hannah Schaefer and Brooke Davis both into the game here for South Courtright. Stanford back the other way. Heather Dunning, a left side three, no good. Rebound here for South Courtright, and Lexi Du Bois will work it up the floor. As South Courtright going left to right, they find it right side for Rockefeller, who's got 8 points here tonight, but she's done a lot of little things as well, and will pass to the left side. Now for Savannah Hobby, down low, left block, stripped of the ball, and Stanford will come away. And here is Heather Dunning down the left side of the floor, trying to go coast to coast, but Rockefeller with the steal. Rockefeller down the right side, trying to go coast to coast, up off the glass, no good, just rimmed out. And the rebound comes to Savannah Hobby. Hobby up off the glass, and good. Savannah Hobby with 4 points. And 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. It's South Courtright 57, Stanford 26. Here's Dunning on the left side, tries to pass down low, but Du Bois is there to punch it out of bounds, and the ball will stay here with the Lady Indians. Dunning will go to the bench, and the senior with 2 points might be finished for the evening there, and, you know, a great sectional run ahead, I'm sure, for Stanford, and they gave it their all here tonight as South Courtright with a big 57-26 lead with 2.5 left, and Stanford with the ball to the right side here. Some of the reserves in right now for the Indians. As the ball rolls into the backcourt, we'll have an over-and-back violation here on the Stanford Lady Indians. Some other special sponsors for tonight's game: Smith Insurance, your local State Farm agent on Route 7 in Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, as well as Shindello Federal Credit Union on Main Street in Franklin. 2:10 to go, fourth quarter, and the SK Rams with the ball in a 57-26 lead here. And this is Bree Lang at the top of the key. And to the right side, now Lang gets it back, wants that three, got it. Bree Lang from downtown, and she's got 14 points. It's 60-26 with a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side here for Stanford as they go right to left. They're in the home whites with the purple trim. So we come up on a minute 40 to go. The ball is loose in the paint as Stanford tries to set up the offense. And into the left corner along the baseline. Now back up to the top of the key for Brandy Fain in the corner. Her jumper is short. And Lexi Du Bois with the rebound with 90 seconds left. Du Bois tossing one ahead looking for Savannah Hobby. And it just rolls off of her fingertips and out of play. So Hobby and Du Bois will go to the bench. And Bree Lang, the only starter left out on the floor right now for South Courtright, just directing some traffic, helping some of these younger players fresh into the game get into their spots. So a minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. 60-26 is the score. Stanford with the ball going right to left. To the top of the key here for Nora Hager. Hager, the kick out here for Hannah Ryan. as we come up on a minute to go in the contest, and South Courtright will successfully defend their league title from a year ago when they beat Davenport. Down the left side, South Courtright, a jumper up and good. 62-26 as a jumper there for the Lady Rams with 55 seconds left. 50 seconds to go in this fourth quarter, as that was Ryan Shagan putting it home there for the Lady Rams, one of the JV call-ups. And to the left side here for the Stanford Lady Indians, they put the shot up, it's no good. The rebound for Hannah Ryan, also no good. As we come down to 30 seconds left, the countdown is on here for the Lady Rams as they lead 62-26. Great second half defense, holding Stanford to just 6 points after SK was only up by 8 at the halftime break. As they work the ball around, 20 seconds to go. Bree Lang wants another jumper. It's short. And the rebound for Ryan Shagan, and she's fouled with 14 seconds left. And not many seats to be had left here at SUNY Delhi's Floyd L. Maines Arena, as it traditionally is. Always just a packed crowd here. People were showing up about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes early to make sure they got good seats for this one here tonight. And that's how popular this contest is, and when you think about it, two schools with the boys and the girls both in it, that adds for two whole communities being here for the duration of both games. So Ryan Shagan puts it home. She's got 3 points, hit that jumper just a minute ago, and now she'll go for the second one, and it rattles out, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and Finch will pick it up here for SK. We're down to 10 seconds left. SK working the ball around. They go down low to Finch, and the kick out up off the glass and good for Brooke Davis, who puts it in. And that's going to do it. Our final score tonight will be SK 65 and Stanford 26. The Lady Rams with a league title here as they defend it from last year with a 65-26 score. Our postgame show coming up, we'll have our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. A nice showing here tonight for the Lady Rams. Again, a 65-26 victory. Our post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, live from SUNY Delhi and Floyd L. Maines Arena. The SK girls winning 65-26 tonight for the Delaware League crossover title here against Stanford. And we'll get into our three awards here as for our broadcast awards, but on the floor, the SK Rams will be soon getting their trophy for the Delaware League Championship here tonight. Let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here first. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to South Courtright's Sam Acuna. 22 points tonight, just did a little bit of everything. And, you know, even early on when Rockefeller and Du Bois necessarily, you know, they weren't shut down by Stanford, but things were just there for Acuna, and she was putting them in. So a great job for Acuna. She gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that tonight to South Courtright's Bree Lang. I thought early on at the top of that 2-2-1 press, she had a number of great steals, which turned into easy points, which turned into a South Courtright lead. 14 points here tonight for Lang, does a little bit of everything, a great floor general. So Bree Lang is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Haley Steenland from Stanford. 6 points to lead the Lady Indians, hit 2 3-pointers. Again, did a great job bringing the ball up the floor, was scrappy on defense, and I just think certainly deserves the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight, Haley Steenland from Stanford. Again, our final score tonight, South Courtright girls 65, Stanford 26. They win the league title this year, the Delaware League crossover title, against the Stanford Lady Indians. Well, 7:30 is going to be about our tip-off here for our next contest between South Korea and Stanford for the boys. Stanford boys, of course, come into that game 18-0. They are undefeated. They are a great local powerhouse team, but Stanford at 15-3 is no slouch. So that's going to be a great game coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a quick break. And, of course, we'll come back with our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show where we will hear from coaches from both sides. We'll hear from Stanford head coach Greg O'Connell as well as South Courtright head coach Bob Van Bakkenberg. So still a great night of basketball ahead here. But our final in the girls' Delaware League crossover again here tonight, South Courtright 65 and Stanford 26. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. And, again, don't turn the dial, folks. We'll be back in just a little bit with the South Courtright and Stanford boys title game here on WCDO.